start. All right. I'd like to call the Wednesday, May 17, 2023, regular meeting of the Port of Siuslaw Commission meeting. Present is Commissioner Mike Buckwall, Commissioner Rob Orr, Commissioner Bill Meyer, and via Zoom is Commissioner Terry Newman. Do we have any, I'll read this, and now's the opportunity if anybody wants to address the commission for up to 3 minutes, with a maximum time of 15 minutes for all items. Speakers may not yield their time to others. Do we have any?
No.
Okay, no signed up, so we will move on to the approval. Are there any modification or additions to the agenda as presented?
Move for adoption of the consent agenda.
By a unanimous consent, it is adopted. Approval of minutes by consent. You have the minutes from 4/19. Any additions or corrections to the minutes? Do I have a motion to adopt the minutes? Oh. Hearing by unanimous consent, if there are no objections to the minutes are adopted by unanimous consent. Approval of the financials by consent. Ms. Stewart, we're going to turn that part of it over to you. Let's see, that is tab 3. Let me get to tab 3. Okay, Kelly.
Checks printed in April were $71,293.09. The occupancy of the campground was down 3% from last year, and mortgage was down 4% from last year.
Okay. All right. Are there any questions on the commission? I'll give you plenty of time to look it over before we move on. Everything seems to be moving along at a fairly normal pace, Kelly, in terms of... Okay. With the closure of the fishing, are we getting anybody calling up saying, I'm canceling because the darn... or I'm not booking this year because the fishing's closed. Are we getting any feedback, David?
No, it sounds like we're going to have a fishing season in the river. We have one that's in place for the ocean.
Okay.
And it sounds like we're going to have one for the river, although it's going to be just two fish.
Yeah, but at least the people will be excited enough to go after the... Okay, good.
With the ocean fishery being such a large quota, people are excited about it. We haven't had any calls and cancellations that I've been aware of yet.
Okay. Okay. Any questions on the financial? I hear no questions, so if I hear to the otherwise, it is approved by financial consent. Hearing no objection, the financials are approved by unanimous consent. Discussion of the HRA benefits. How do we want to handle it? Dave, you want to?
Yeah. Our last meeting, we briefly had Craig give us the information on the HRA account. And from my understanding, everybody wanted to move forward with it. And so we've just put together... a benefit package, what we would offer with the HRA included in that package. I don't think we have to vote on it. If you want to see any changes made to it, I guess that would be the time to. And so that's behind page 4. So this would be the benefit package, including the HRA that the port offers to their employees.
Okay. All right. Any questions on the HRA?
No, the HRA is just we pay up to $1,000 deductible per year, but not it doesn't, it's not 2 years out, 2,000 after 2 years, or it doesn't accumulate.
That's not what we talked about. No, it doesn't accumulate.
I want just and if they don't use it, it just resets to $1,000 the next year.
the port would make that account whole. It's going to be the port's right. account, and so how much ever got used, that would be made whole.
And if there's minimal use, that money carries over to the next fiscal year. We just
on the port's books.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's correct. It doesn't accumulate
for the employee.
We just backfill it going into the next year and make sure that that account is at.
And is this vacation what we currently do now?
Yes. Okay. This is the current package.
Okay.
Just so everybody could see it.
That's
included
good.
Included with the HRA.
Okay.
My only question is, are we sure we shouldn't adopt this officially as presented on the records to make sure that there's no question about
what
it?
What does it say about it?
We didn't.
Well, if it was going to adopt it officially, we'd probably want to adopt it by a resolution.
Sure.
Okay.
And if that, because that would be the, I guess you could bring it back at the next meeting.
Maybe. Yeah, no, we could adopt this right now, just as.
What would be the, is this like resolution number one?
Be an action
series
item?
2023? Something like that.
We could, a motion.
Yeah, just a motion
to add the HRA to our
current
benefit
package.
As presented.
Okay, so moved.
I hear a motion to adopt the, by Rob Ward, do I have a second to adopt the HRA as presented in your packet tonight?
Yeah, I'll second.
Scott moved and seconded. All right, let's do a roll call vote. Commissioner Buckwell, how do you vote?
Yes.
Commissioner Ward, how do you vote?
Yes.
Commissioner Meyer votes yes. Commissioner Duman, how do you vote on the motion?
Yes.
Okay. All commissioners present voted yes on the motion. Thank you, everybody. I feel much more comfortable by actually having it adopted on the record. Okay. Resolution revising campgrounds rate. What's that's under tab 5, is it? Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Manager, I'll turn it back over to you.
This is a resolution made to the campground rates, which we discussed at our last meeting. All we need for commission to do is approve it.
Okay. Do I hear
ahead. I was just curious. What did we end up with changes?
We decided to raise at 7%.
Okay, so this each of them are 7% higher than okay.
Yes.
Okay, I'd like to make a motion to adopt resolution number 5, or the Port of Sayulsa resolution number 5-17-23.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded by Commissioner Buckwell. Moved by Commissioner Orr. Seconded by Commissioner Buckwell. Now, are there any questions or discussion on the motion as before you under tab 5? Let me look over it real quick again. And your question again, Rob, was what changes we made? Is that
well, all I asked was what was the increase, and they said over last year everything has just bumped 7%.
Okay, that's what I needed to hear. Okay. All right. The motion has been moved and seconded, and questions have been asked and answered, so let's go ahead and hold the vote. Commissioner Buckwell, how do you vote on the motion?
Yes.
Commissioner Ward, how do you vote on the motion?
Yes.
Commissioner Meyer votes yes on the motion. Commissioner Duman, how do you vote on the motion?
Yes.
All commissioners present vote yes on the motion. Motion carries. Okay, let's pick where we are on
Manager's
the agenda.
Report.
All right. Okay, we are commissioner's report.
Oh, commissioner's
I'm going to kick it back to you, Manager Damon.
So I have been working on our pay scale and new job descriptions for staff. I've showed a few of you it all already. I hope to be able to show everyone that here pretty soon. By our next meeting, it should be in place where we can discuss it in a meeting if you guys decide. But it's. I know I showed you, Bill, and you, Mike, and
I was very much impressed. I think we're moving in a very professional way now on on the salary scales, and I like what I saw personally.
And so at our next meeting, I'll bring it before the board.
When does the Newport commissioners get
next meeting? This is your last.
Is this my last meeting? That's what I was wondering.
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't think about that. So yeah, well, we will.
June will be your last meeting.
So they get sworn in July 1? Merge of the first meeting in July? Is that what it is?
Is that when he gets his golden pack? Never mind.
Is that right?
Yeah, because it
yeah, the end of the year. The term goes through June 30th.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So I do have one more meeting. Yeah. Oh, okay.
He needs to get at least a new port hat at that meeting.
I do have a port hat. I had to think. I have a shirt.
Any other comments from David? I think things are going real well. I like the staff has got things looking good out there on the. When are we going to get our first farmer's market out on the greens right after Roadie Days?
Yeah, I believe it'll be the Tuesday after Roadie Days.
Yeah.
We do have the boardwalk market will
okay.
be here tomorrow. They'll start setting up tomorrow, right?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nice.
I'm trying to remember, how did that go last year? Did they have as many vendors as they anticipated, or was it off a little bit?
It was definitely off. It was the first year coming back.
Off of COVID?
Yeah, we tried to rent it ourselves. It worked out for the most part, but this is definitely going to make things a lot easier on staff. It was something new for us to actually work with all these separate vendors.
Well, I appreciate you giving it a try. I know my neighbors are looking forward to the farmer's market being down there.
Yeah, we are too. I actually meet with them tomorrow at 11 o'clock. And
they draw lots of traffic when it's down there at the other end of town. They get lots of traffic, lots of people.
We're expecting a huge turnout here for Roadie Days. Tell you that.
With the weather the way it is,
everybody wants to get away from the heat.
We've been preparing
now
for the last couple of weeks, making sure that everybody's
everything's all the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed. Yeah,
we got enough staff.
David, where do you stand on these charging stations? Are they going to become a reality? Or
yes, we just today decided to move the location to the original spot that we wanted to put them by the telephone pole out there by the
street. Gee whiz, I wonder why. That's where the power is.
Yeah, the conduit's at. But at the PUD, they had a staff change where Troy is retiring. So somebody else was taking over, and so it caused a little
slowed him up
confusion, but I was just talking with them today.
And well, that Troy is a good guy. He worked with me on my power pole down at the.
And so moving forward, they're going to be at the original location. That's as of today.
Now, by original, not the one they initially proposed, but the one we proposed back to them.
Yeah, next to the power pole.
The one that we proposed originally was right by the First and Oak entrance.
Yeah, right there you go.
Right next to First Street.
Yeah.
And I can't remember the reason why they decided that spot wouldn't work, so they had to move them to the island just to the south there.
Uh-huh.
And today
they decided that they're back to the power pole.
And they're back to where that power pole is.
Now that's Rivian, right?
Rivian.
I was looking at their stock the other day. It was going up a little bit, so there. Yeah. Now, Tesla ever come back?
Not yet.
So apparently the rapid charge stations require three phase and so many thousands of kilowatt availability, and that's why it's so typically $65,000 to $80,000 to put in the.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting to see if the number of electric vehicles that they want on the road occurs. we're going to be so undersupplied with charging stations. I mean, we're talking about quite a few, but we're only talking about 4 or 5 level 2 charging stations. Even the city out at Public Works is going to create some level 2, but only 3 or 4. If you have 8,000 people come in from Eugene driving, yeah, like Rob's daughter driving her hot rod Tesla, and they want to, yeah, and you have 8,000, they're going to be lined up like a Harbor Freeway in front of these charging stations. Yeah. But we'll see. Well,
I think they have about 6 of them at the casino, and I know they're going to add a couple more.
Okay. Yeah. Well, it's going to be self-regulating.
Wonder what happens when it's really super hot out and somebody's got to sit at a charging station with their air conditioning on.
How does that? I bet you it extends the charger.
I thought about that on Sunday when it was really hot out.
Well, you know, they're trying to make I-5 an electric highway, and they're looking for sites for the charging stations along I-5, and they have. And this is a part of the federal government program that Biden got in a couple of years ago with his Inflation Reduction Act that also included the monies for a lot of green stuff. And so we'll see what kind of... But it was interesting when ODOT was talking... They were saying they're not right now not anticipating any real activity between the east-west roads like 126. Mm. And suddenly now they're looking, well, can we put in a level 2 at Walton and things like that? Those are kind of scrambling that's going on now, but we'll see how it works out.
Hopefully we'll get our 2 here pretty quick.
All right. That's good. But at least We're still in the hunt because went dark on us, didn't they?
We're still moving forward, yeah, when they said they were going to be here in December or January.
Well, Tesla may not come back to us till they pay for all that damage they did down in Texas when that rocket blew up. So they're probably looking what their budget can afford. All right, I've got nothing more for the good of the order. This meeting is over, gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen. We can stop recording at this point.